You know, I really don't understand why Keith isn't getting a call back from his date. Let's recap real quick.
Really?
He met her on Tinder. Mm-hmm. He actually catfished her by having a picture of some other dude as his profile. Then they met up and they hung out and there was a lull in the conversation. So he ordered 6 drinks for the table.
Whoa.
All at the same time. 3 for her, 3 for him. In an attempt to get her hammered, so it would lube up the conversation a little bit. And then she said she had to leave because she got a text message from her friend. There was an emergency, although she never looked at her phone. So I don't get it. Sounds like a pretty successful date to me.
Yeah.
Keith, are you ready to call Heather?
Yeah. I really like her, so I hope it's not the profile picture. I'm a good guy. I mean, it shouldn't matter what I look like.
Keith, it sounds like it's all those things combined.
Yeah.
But one thing that I didn't ask you that I'm really curious about, what did you do with the 6 drinks that you had ordered and nobody drank? Did you finish them yourself?
I did.
Okay. Oh.
She left. I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah, okay. Perfectly so good alcohol.
Somebody had a good night. It just wasn't her.
Yeah.
I didn't drink them all at once, but I did drink them all. I sat there for a while and... you know, talk to the people around me, the tables around me.
Okay. Some friends.
Yeah, so there's one guy with just 6 drinks at his table, at least talking to people. All right. Well, I'm gonna call her right
now,
Keith. Here we go.
Hey, Jubal, when she answers, can you tell her I'm a good guy? I'm really funny, just like you?
Sure.
I'll
tell her.
He's pretty much like you.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty
you might
much.
As well start using Jubal's picture for your profile.
Go for it, dude. I don't care. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Heather, please?
This is Heather. Who's calling?
Hey, Heather, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. What is this about?
Well,
did I win something?
No, you didn't.
Well, that sucks.
We actually do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So somebody emailed us about you.
Okay. Who emailed about me?
It's a guy you met off of Tinder. His name is Keith.
Oh.
We had a feeling you'd have that reaction.
So Keith told us actually a little bit about your date, and he's wondering why he's not getting a call back.
Is he really asking that question? I mean,
yeah.
It's
was
hard
he
to
not
believe.
On the same date that I was on?
Yeah. Yeah. He seemed to think that you guys had a great time and really connected over talking about celebrities.
He's clearly delusional or has memory loss.
Really? I mean, he told us about the date and it sounded fabulous.
Yeah.
He was being sarcastic.
I mean, fabulous or from his point of view, but creepiest from my point of view. I don't.
Really?
Was it the 6 drinks that he ordered? I mean, if somebody ordered 6 drinks trying to get me drunk, I would say thanks. But then I would also think they were creepy.
No, I mean, the drink part, I mean, was weird, but like that wasn't even the worst part of
really?
The date. And yeah, so I know you guys like said like we talked about celebrities and mm-hmm. we did, but I cannot imagine he told you the full story of that conversation because you guys are still like I feel like you're still on Keith's side.
All he told us is that you guys bonded over the fact that you're both really into celebrity gossip. That was the extent of that.
It sounded innocent from the way he described it.
It's not innocent. So yeah, we're like into celebrity. I mean, I'm into celebrity gossip. Like I mean, I read all those magazines and I love like the E! News Network. But when we were speaking about it, he proceeded to pull out his cell phone and started showing me nude pictures of celebrities that he had downloaded, like male and female.
Oh, what?
Nudes?
Like male and female.
Yeah.
Just any nude celebrity.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he's like, yeah, I just search for them. And then when I find them, I download them. He's like, I have this very extensive. I mean, he had like just a folder in his photos of just all naked. Like there had to be at least 100 photos in there.
What? Whoa. Why would he show you that? Is it like his like spank bank type thing or like what's happening here?
I don't know. I did not ask because I was just so weirded out. I didn't want to know the extent of what he does with these photos. I mean, if he's showing them to me, God knows what he's doing with them when he's by himself.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, gosh. If that's what he publicly shares, what does he have in private?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if he's very open about that, like, What don't I know?
What?
You didn't like any of them?
I wasn't really looking at them. Like, he popped one up, and I was like, so flabbergasted that he's showing me a nude celebrity photo. And then he's like, what? I have so many. He was like, he showed me the folder. He was like scrolling through. I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, am I being punked? Like, is somebody filming this? Like, this can't be happening. Like, this is not something you talk about on a first date.
What did you say?
I'm not prude, but at the same time, like, I just don't think this is very appropriate to be showing nudes. Like, we're out in public and, you know, it's close quarters too. So I'm sure somebody at a table around us, like, also saw that he had nude photos on his phone. You know, like, he's showing me, I'm like, I'm telling you, I don't want to see this. And I'm trying not to be rude, almost trying to, like, change the
Heather,
subject
Heather,
of the conversation.
I got to say something, Heather.
Hey, Heather, that's Keith. He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Sorry.
And apparently can't wait.
Sorry.
What is going on? Like, he's listening. He's on the phone.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yep.
Yeah. Heather, I just wanted to talk to you and you wouldn't call me back.
Because, I mean, were you not on the same date? Like, I was so uncomfortable. Like,
I didn't
hug goodbye.
But
like,
why were you uncomfortable? We were having a good time.
What?
Why?
Keith, did you not hear anything she said? You're like a sicko, dude. Like, why are you carrying around folders with naked celebrities on them?
What else am I supposed to do with those photos?
What?
I don't know. I mean, you could not search for them on the internet and download them. Yeah. That's one thing you could do or not do.
I mean, you guys have talked to celebrities all the time. Maybe you never wondered what one of them looked like naked. I bet you I can find a picture of them. Naked.
No!
celebrity.
That's a different conversation for a different time, Keith. We're talking about Heather right now and her being creeped out by you.
Okay, Heather, you pick a celebrity and I bet you can find a picture.
No, not
why
that.
Why would I pick a celebrity? I'm sorry, are you listening to yourself? Like, can you hear yourself speaking? Like,
yeah,
this is not normal. This is not a normal conversation you have with someone you're on a first date with. Like, this is...
Well, I mean, after you left, I talked to the tables around us and they liked the celebrity pictures.
Wait, this is a normal thing that you're sharing with people? This is just out in the open for you in your life.
Yeah, everybody wants to see celebrities naked.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do. Their photos always blow up whenever they're leaked online, but it's just kind of weird to be out at a bar showing random strangers that you have a bunch of naked celebs.
It's such an invasion of privacy to those people who have their phones hacked. Like, that's awful.
I have a couple of pictures of myself on there nude, and I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's just the times we're in.
Well, that makes it better.
Yeah, Heather, were you ever wondering what Keith looked like nude?
No. No, I don't. I
don't know. I saw your face when I was walking to you.
You mean the face?
I felt like you were done dressing me with your eyes.
Oh, man.
No, that didn't even cross my mind, you weirdo, creepy man.
Then why are you looking at me like that?
Like what? Like, I was creeped out by the fact that this man approaching me looked nothing like his photo on his Tinder profile?
What do you mean? That was me.
Okay, are you sure? Because that photo looked more like Ryan Reynolds, and you look more like Schmeagle from The Hobbit.
Oh.
Nah. I get that I look like Ryan Reynolds all the time.
Really?
Shut up. Are you really using a Ryan Reynolds picture as your profile?
No, it's not Ryan Reynolds. It looks just like me.
But is it really Ryan Reynolds, Keith?
Like, you guys are funny. We should all hang out.
No.
We'll get a bunch of drinks and look at pictures of some naked celebrities.
Don't do it, guys.
Well, first, Heather.
I have all of them.
Oh, great. First, Heather, I need to ask you, though. Will you go on a second date with Keith? We will pay for it.
Oh, my gosh.
For all the money in the world, I would not go on another date with Keith.
Oh, no.
Dude, Heather, I just want to apologize. If we had known what was going on, we wouldn't have even gotten you on the phone.
Yeah.
For real, Heather, you're going to say no after I buy you all those drinks?
Yes, I am saying no. I did not ask for the drinks. You ordered them. So no.
That's just being ungrateful.
No, she
come on,
you
Heather.
Nothing, Keith. Why she owes you absolutely nothing.
Why don't you be grateful, Heather, and give Keith another shot?
What are you guys saying? Stop it. it.
Brooke, come on. What are you doing? I thought you were on my side.
No, no. I haven't been on your side from actually the very beginning when we found out about the profile picture. You're creepy, dude.
Whatever, guys. I got a great personality. I think we should all hang out and, you know, not worry about any of this stuff.
Yeah, well, no. You know what? Then you probably don't feel too bad about not getting another date with Heather.
That's cool. I thought Heather was fun, but it seems like she's not too fun. So it's fine.
Well, Keith, we'll find you somebody who wants to sit around and look at naked celebrities with you. Text in 78592. Is there anybody out there at all interested in Keith?
Yeah, come on, guys. Text in. And if you want to send me some nudes, that's cool. You guys are celebrities. I'll put you in my folder.
Done. Done and done, Keith.
No way.